Have you ever thought about something and then like it happened? It's almost like you made it happen just by thinking about it. Well, that's what we're going to be diving into today. That's the kind of potential we're going to be exploring, quantum physics. But not the kind that makes your head spin with all those like complicated equations. We're going to see how quantum physics connects to something we all use pretty much every day, right? Software design.
Yeah, it's a fascinating way to look at it, how these principles can be used in our lives. And the article we're looking at, Programming Reality, a Software Architect's Perspective on Quantum Physics, it really kind of blew me away the way it breaks down these complex ideas into an actual framework that we can use.
Yeah, that article was awesome.
Okay.
So for everyone listening, the main idea is think of your life like a software program. Okay,
Right.
so you've got like inputs. Those are your thoughts, your feelings, your intentions, all that good stuff. Those inputs go through processes, right?
Right.
And the processes are your actions and the energy that you're putting out into the world.
Yeah.
And then what happens?
And then you get outputs.
You get outputs, the
The
results
results you see in your life.
in your life.
And what's amazing is that quantum physics suggests that we're not just kind of sitting back and passively watching these outputs happen, you know? We're actually shaping them, like just like a programmer designs a program,
So
right?
instead of like just letting life happen to us, we can actually program it to get the results that we want. That's pretty empowering. I like that.
Totally. It all starts with understanding some key quantum principles. Why don't we start with one of the most mind-blowing superposition?
Okay, I'm ready. Let's do it. Superposition.
Yeah.
This one always like trips me up a little bit. So is this basically saying that in this quantum world, these like tiny particles can be in multiple states at the same time until what they're observed?
You got it. It's kind of like imagine a character in a video game. And this character can be in all these places at the same time until the player decides where to focus.
Oh, okay. I kind of get that. So how does that actually work for us in real life? Are we like walking around in this state of infinite possibilities or something?
Think of it like this. Every single moment is like a blank canvas. It's full of potential, and it's actually the act of observing, the choices that we make, that collapse those possibilities down into one specific reality.
Okay, so that leads us right into the observer effect, right?
Exactly.
The idea that by watching something, by observing something, it actually changes what's happened. This is where it gets really trippy.
Yeah. Like in quantum physics, when we observe a particle, we're basically making it choose a state.
Whoa.
And our intention, our focus even, plays a role in which state it picks.
So it's like we're actually influencing reality by just paying attention to it. So hold on. If I'm like constantly stressing about something bad happening, am I making it more likely to actually happen?
Well, it's not quite that simple.
Right.
But the principle is real. Your attention is powerful. What you focus on, it expands. Think of it this way. In our software analogy, a program only starts running when a user interacts with it.
Right.
You're the user. Your attention is what brings a certain reality to life.
So instead of focusing on the stuff we don't want, we need to focus on the things that we do want.
Exactly. And that's where feedback loops come in.
Okay, now you got me intrigued. Explain this to me like I've never written a line of code in my life.
All right. So imagine you're baking a cake and you taste that batter before you put it in the oven, right?
Yeah, always.
If it's too sweet, you add a little less sugar. That's a feedback loop. You're getting info from the output, the taste, and using it to change the input, the ingredients.
Okay, I can see that. So in life, the feedback is that like coming from our experiences and the results that we're seeing.
Exactly. If you're not happy with what you're seeing in your life with those outputs, you can use that feedback, right? To change your inputs, you know, your thoughts, your beliefs, your actions.
This is starting to make a lot of sense. So how do we actually apply all of this? How do we become like master programmers of our own reality? What are the steps?
Well, the article we're looking at, it lays out a super clear framework, like a step-by-step guide to programming your reality.
Okay, let's get to the steps. What's step one?
Define your goals. It's like setting the purpose for your software. What do you want to do? What's the final result you're looking for?
Okay, so we've got to get like super specific, no more just wishing and hoping, right?
Right.
We need like crystal clear goals.
You wouldn't start writing code for a program if you didn't know what you wanted it to do. Same thing with life. If you don't define your goals, you're just wandering around in the code.
Yeah, I see that. Okay, so clear goals, check. What's next?
Step two is write your mental code. Remember how we talked about thoughts being like inputs? Well, those thoughts are like the lines of code that are shaping your reality.
Oh, okay. So if we were to change our reality, we've got to change our thoughts. This is kind of starting to sound like that whole positive thinking thing.
It's more than just positive thinking. It's about really taking a look at the beliefs that might be holding you back, you know?
Yeah.
Those negative thoughts, they're like bugs in the code.
Okay.
They're stopping your program from running the right way.
Gotcha. So instead of like thinking I'm never going to be able to afford my dream house, I should like rewrite that code to be something like, I am attracting abundance and creating a life where I can have my dream home.
Bingo. It's all about choosing those thoughts that match your goals, you know, and support what you want to see happen.
Okay. I'm definitely ready to debug my mental code.
Yeah.
But it can't just be about like thinking the right thoughts, can it? You have to actually like do something too, right?
Of course. That's step three. Run the system. Basically, this means you're taking that code that you've written.
Yeah.
And you're executing it. Like in real life, it's taking action.
Yeah, because all the positive thinking in the world is not going to get you anywhere if you're just like sitting on the couch all day. Mm-hmm. You got to get out there and actually do the work.
Exactly. Ideas without action, they're like code that was never executed.
Yeah. It's a good way to put it. Yeah. So you got to translate your thoughts and your intention into those concrete steps, into real effort.
I like that.
Easier said than done sometimes, though.
Yeah.
What about when we hit those like roadblocks? What about the obstacles and setbacks that always seem to pop up?
That's where step four comes in. Debug your process. Just like writing software, you're going to come across bugs along the way. Things don't always go perfectly right.
Right, yeah.
So we've got to be ready to troubleshoot, figure out why things aren't working the way they should.
Okay. And be willing to fix it.
Right, be honest with yourself. Figure out what's working and what's not. And be open to making some adjustments.
So we need to have a lot of like self-awareness and be flexible.
Exactly. And pay attention to the feedback.
Oh, yeah. Like the cake batter. We have to pay attention to the results we're getting and then use that information to tweak how we're doing things.
You got it. And that brings us to the final step. Iterate and evolve.
Okay. So it's not like you just do this once and you're done. You're constantly like refining things, right? Always improving.
Absolutely. Just like technology, life is constantly changing. What worked yesterday might not work today. So you've got to be able to adapt and be willing to evolve as you learn and grow.
I like that. I'm really starting to see how this framework can be used for pretty much anything. Can we get a little more specific, though? Can you give us an example of how this would work in a like a real life situation?
Sure. Let's say your goal is to have a better relationship with your partner, like the article talked about.
Yeah, I think a lot of people struggle with that. Yeah. So step one, we're defining the goal, right?
Right. So let's say the goal is to communicate better with your partner and create a more loving and supportive dynamic.
Sounds like a good goal to me. Next, we're writing the mental code.
Exactly. So you got to get rid of all those negative thoughts that you might have about the relationship. Thoughts like, we're always fighting, or they never listen to me, you know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Replace those thoughts with more empowering ones, like we can communicate and work through our disagreements, or we both want to make this relationship stronger.
Wow, just changing those thoughts already feels better, you know? Mm-hmm. Now, how about running the system, like actually taking action? What does that look like?
So this is where you're putting those positive thoughts into practice. You could start by, you know, really listening to your partner, saying what you need in a respectful way, and trying to understand their point of view. Maybe you plan regular date nights, or you find like new ways to connect and appreciate each other.
So it's about actually doing stuff to make the relationship better, not just like thinking about it.
Right. And as you do these things, you're also debugging the process along the way.
So like, let's say you try a new way of talking to your partner and it doesn't quite work.
Yeah.
So you use that feedback to like change your approach, right?
Yeah, exactly. And you just keep doing that. Keep learning from your experiences and refining your strategies as you go.
This is such a cool and helpful way to look at relationships. It's like taking all the mystery out of it and then like using a system to build the kind of connection that you want.
And remember, this isn't just for relationships. You can use this framework for any part of your life that you want to improve.
I love that. It's like we have a master key to unlock our potential. So for everyone listening, if you're feeling stuck or you're just not feeling inspired, take a minute to think about what you really want and then start using these steps to like program your reality.
It lays out a super clear framework, like a step-by-step guide to programming your reality.
Okay, let's get to those steps then. What's step one?
Step one is define your goals. It's like setting the purpose of your software program. What do you want to achieve? What's the end game?
So we need to get super specific about what we actually want,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
No more vague wishing and hoping, right?
Yeah.
We're talking like crystal clear, measurable goals.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You wouldn't start coding a program without knowing what you wanted it to do. The same thing goes for life. If you don't define your goals, you're essentially wandering around aimlessly in the code, hoping for the best.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay, so clear goals, check. What's next?
Step two is write your mental code. Remember how we were talking about thoughts being inputs?
Uh-huh.
Well, your thoughts are like lines of code that are actually shaping your reality.
Oh, okay. So if we want to change our reality, we have to change our thoughts, right? This is kind of starting to sound like that whole positive thinking thing.
It's more than just positive thinking, though. It's about identifying and replacing those limiting beliefs that are holding you back.
Oh, okay.
Those negative thoughts, they're like bugs in your code. They're preventing the program from running smoothly.
Gotcha. So instead of thinking, I'll never be able to afford my dream house, I need to rewrite that code to be something like, I am attracting abundance and creating a life where my dream home is a reality.
You got it. It's about consciously choosing thoughts that align with your goals and support the outcomes you want to see.
All right. I'm feeling motivated to debug my mental code, get rid of those bugs.
Mm-hmm.
But it can't just be about thinking the right thoughts.
Right.
We have to actually do something, too.
Absolutely. Step three is run the system. In software terms, this means executing the code that you've written. In life, this means taking action.
Right, because all the positive thinking in the world won't get you very far if you're just sitting on the couch visualizing your dreams. We have to actually get out there and do the work.
Exactly. Ideas without action are like code that never gets executed. You have to translate your thoughts and intentions into concrete steps and consistent effort.
Easier said than done, sometimes. What happens when we hit those, like, roadblocks? What about all the obstacles and setbacks that always seem to pop up?
That's where step four comes in, debug your process. Just like in software development, you're going to encounter bugs along the way. Things aren't always going to go according to plan.
So we need to be prepared to, like, troubleshoot.
Yeah.
Figure out what's not working and why.
Right. It's about being honest with yourself, analyzing what's working and what's not, and being willing to make adjustments.
This sounds like it requires a lot of self-awareness and flexibility.
It does. And it also requires paying attention to the feedback you're getting. Remember those feedback loops we talked about?
Oh, yeah, like the cake batter.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to pay attention to the results we're getting and use that information to, like, refine our approach.
Exactly. And that leads us to the final step. Iterate and evolve.
So it's not a one-and-done process. We're constantly refining and improving.
Absolutely. Life is constantly changing, just like technology. What worked yesterday might not work today. Mm. So you need to be adaptable and willing to evolve your approach as you learn and grow.
Okay, I'm really starting to see how this framework can be applied to, well, pretty much anything. But can we get a little more specific? Can you give us an example of how this might play out in a real-life situation?
Sure. Let's say your goal is to improve your relationship with your partner, just like in the article we discussed.
Okay, I think a lot of people can relate to that. So step one, define the goal.
Right. Let's say your specific goal is to improve communication and create a more loving and supportive dynamic with your partner.
Sounds like a worthy goal.
Yeah.
Next, we write the mental code.
Exactly. This means replacing any negative or limiting thoughts you have about the relationship. Thoughts like, we're always arguing, or they never listen to me, need to be replaced with more empowering beliefs like, we are capable of communicating effectively and resolving conflict, and we are both committed to creating a loving and supportive relationship.
Wow, just shifting those thoughts already feels more hopeful. Now, what about running the system, like taking action? What would that look like in this case?
This is where you put those positive thoughts into practice. You might start by actively listening to your partner, expressing your needs clearly and respectfully, and making an effort to understand their perspective. Maybe you schedule regular date nights or find new ways to connect and appreciate each other.
So it's about taking concrete steps to improve the relationship, not just thinking about it.
Right. And as you're taking action, you're also debugging the process along the way.
So maybe you try a new communication technique, and it doesn't quite work as planned. You use that feedback to adjust your approach.
Exactly. And you continue to iterate and evolve, learning from your experiences and refining your strategies as you go.
This is such a practical and empowering way to approach relationships. It's like taking all the guesswork out of it and applying a clear system for creating the connection you want.
And remember, this framework isn't limited to relationships. It can be applied to any area of your life where you want to see positive change.
I love that. It's like having a master key to unlock your full potential. So, listeners, if you're feeling stuck or uninspired, I encourage you to take a moment to think about what you truly want and start applying these steps to program your reality. Okay, so, like, let's recap what we talked about today.
Sure.
Quantum physics. It's not just, you know, some theory, right?
Right.
It's actually something that can help us, like, make real changes in our lives.
It is. And what I find really fascinating is it changes how we see things. We're not just, like, watching our lives happen, you know?
Right.
We're actually part of it. We're creating our reality with, like, every single thought, every action, every choice.
Yeah, we have so much power to shape our reality.
Yeah.
But it's like we forget how to use it sometimes.
Absolutely. And this whole deep dive has been about reminding you of that power. You're the architect. You get to design the life you want.
I like that. No more excuses, right?
Right.
No more playing small. It's time to, like, step up and program the reality of our dreams.
Yes. And to leave you with something to think about, if you could program any part of your reality, what would you change?
Ooh, good question. Everyone listening, really think about that. What changes do you want to see? What goals do you want to hit? Start with, you know, defining your goals, write your mental code, and then take action. The universe is, it's listening, and it's ready to respond to what you're putting out there.
Such a great way to wrap up this deep dive. I can't wait to see what our listeners do.
Me too. Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep programming your reality.
Hello.
We'll be back soon with another deep dive into, you know, all this cool stuff around us.